see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network this Thursday, June 25th, 2026 edition. In doing research during the break, I do have the pictures that if you text me, my phone, 231-360-5140, Bugs, B-U-G-S, I have two photos that my phone will send back to you. Regarding ticks, the black-legged tick, also known as the deer tick, is the most prevalent and widespread tick species in Michigan, particularly across northern lower Michigan and the upper peninsula. Identification characteristics: appearance, adult females feature a very distinctive orange-red abdomen stomach area with a dark, solid black dorsal shield right behind their head. The legs, true to their name, are noticeably dark brown or black. They are, these ticks, exceptionally small, often compared to the size of a sesame seed when compared to being unengorged and being very slow in their movements. The picture, again, has these black brown legs. Honestly, it almost looks like the legs are like a scorpion or a big spider. Then they've got this hooded shield over their shoulder area, and then the large orange abdomen stomach. With regards to the spotted lanternfly, now this is really interesting. As it's crawling around on plants, rocks, even picture in the picture here is a gentleman holding one in his hand. These things are huge. I mean, it's almost the size of his thumb. But when they open their wings, they expose two wings on each side. The first larger wing toward the front of the fly is brown-tipped, kind of a light tannish brown color with spots on it. The back wings are black-tipped with white leading into red with black spots on it. So it's a multicolored wing formation. This is the ones that they are saying, see it, squish it, and report it. When the wings are closed, they appear to be brownish gray with spots on them. When they open them up, there's actually four wings, two to each side. These are the ones we've got to kill. These threaten grapes, apples, cherries, peaches, hops, and even several forest treed species. According to Jackie Perkins of the Michigan State University and also the Department of Natural Resources. Text me bugs and I'll send you the pictures. We're moving on. More stories from Lansing. Short break from our loyal sponsors. We'll be right back.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement, to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, here on this Thursday. We always, on Thursday, want to do coverage of whatever legislation goes on this week in Lansing. They are back in session Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Wednesday, hump day Wednesdays are usually their most productive when they have the most committee hearings and votes on the House and Senate chamber floors. Well, yesterday, the House split Wednesday over legislation expanding parents' access to their minor children's medical records, with the supporters framing the bill as a parental rights measure, opponents warning it could deter vulnerable teenagers from seeking care. Passing pretty much along partisan lines, sponsored by State Representative Joseph Aragona, Republican from Clinton Township, Macomb County, House Bill 5974. Parents want to see their kids' health records is when the bill first broke onto the scene June 10th. Aragona said he introduced the bill after hearing from parents who were required to obtain permission from their children. Parents required to obtain permission from their children before doctors would release their medical records information. A parent is responsible for their child up until the age that they become an adult, Aragona said. My bill is to help kids, to help parents fight for their kids. This was the crux of my bill. Well, Jasper Martis, Democrat from Flushing, opposed the legislation, raising concerns about teenagers who parents may be neglectful, unsupportive, or maybe even complicit in abuse of the child. Martis said he worried that teenagers could be less willing to disclose abuse or other difficult experiences to a medical provider if they believe their privacy would not be protected. I'm just worried about the implications when it comes to these kids who are sometimes 15, 16, 17 years of age, who have made mistakes or are going through really difficult experiences. And that if they feel that their privacy would not be honored. The law works as it currently is. Therefore, I'm against this amendment. Did you hear the words the Democrat used? Worried twice and feel. If they feel their privacy might not be honored. Emotions. That's how they think. Forget about the facts. Forget about the truth. Forget about what's actually happening. Parents have to obtain permission from their children before doctors would release their medical records information to the parents. This is unbelievable. Other things that the House did yesterday, unanimously, wow, approved legislation to place new limits on severance packages for executive and legislative branch employees. The supporters saying the measure would better protect taxpayers and their money and increase transparency when it comes to state employee contracts. Sponsored by my state representative, John Roth of Interlochen, Republican, House Bill 6009 would establish the State Employment Contract Regulation Act, creating statewide standards for severance agreements involving state employees and officers. Severance agreements. You're going to leave your job, you're going to get fired, whatever. every single one of these state employees, officers, have golden parachutes. Well, Representative Roth's bill would restrict contract provisions that conceal allegations of workplace discrimination or harassment. Roth said his legislation is intended to curb excessive taxpayer-funded payouts while ensuring greater public accountability. This ensures that taxpayer-funded compensation remains fair and proportionate and prevents excessive payouts that could undermine the public trust. Roth said the bill will allow larger severance payments in limited circumstances when doing so would reduce litigation costs or otherwise protect the state's financial interests. First introduced in 2021, the bill comes after former Department of Health and Human Services Director Robert Gordon abruptly resigned in January of 2021 and received $155,000 severance payment. This deal was reached with Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office back on March 1st of 2021. Another legislative bill, House Bill 5707. House voted 63-44. Sponsored by Republican Matthew Berline, Republican of Vassar, which would create a permitting exemption for certain residential ponds. Go ahead and dig a pond on your property. Berline said homeowners can currently face enforcement actions after building ponds without even realizing that a state permit was even required. The exemption would apply to non-commercial ponds smaller than 1 acre on either residential or agricultural property. Berline said environmental requirements would remain in place for any commercial excavation on larger developments. This bill does not eliminate environmental protections for large-scale developments or commercial excavations. What the bill does is create a very narrow, common-sense protection for property owners. He said the proposal grew out of his office work with a family whose effort to construct a pond on their property became a years-long dispute involving unclear jurisdictions and conflicting interpretations of the laws. Next bill, almost unanimous support, homeowners would no longer lose part of the time they're legally allowed to reclaim a foreclosed property because of delays in recording the property's deed under bipartisan legislation approved by the House yesterday. Brian Begole, Republican, Perry, Michigan's House Bill 5045, and Representative Amos O'Neill, a Democrat from Saginaw, House Bill 5046. The bills passed, both of them, 105-2, with two Republicans, Jamie Green of Richmond and Donnie Steele, Republican of Lake Orion, voting no. Current laws require deeds for foreclosed properties to be recorded within 20 days of the foreclosure sale. If that deadline is missed, however, a homeowner's redemption period still begins on the sale date, effectively shortening the time available for the property owner to buy the property back. legislation would instead start the redemption period and accumulation of interest on the date the deed is actually recorded. Foreclosure sale itself would remain valid, but the time to redeem it would be extended. Jean Green, said she supports ensuring homeowners are not penalized for delays outside their control, but argued the legislation fails to hold accountable the party responsible for missing the recording deadline. When someone's home is on the line, deadlines should matter. The party responsible for filing the deed should be held accountable for doing it correctly and on time. Now, this is very interesting. Ninth graders are going to learn about donating their organs. This one is very interesting. Legislation asking the Michigan Department of Education to develop or adopt a classroom presentation about organs, eye, and tissue donations was approved 93-14 and said that the education must be prepared for presentation to the Michigan Department of Education by January 1st of 2027. Under House Bill 5338, sponsored by Tom Kuntz, Republican of Clare, school districts would be encouraged to provide the presentation before students complete the ninth grade. It could not exceed more than one class period, and parents could excuse their children by simply writing a note to the teacher. Do we want ninth graders to learn about organ, eye, and tissue donations? Or is that something should be done when they're an adult? Lastly, might not have enough time, but we'll try. Eagle pushed to respond faster on local wetlands permitting. The House approved two Republican-backed wetland bills Wednesday that supporters said would provide property owners with faster answers from state regulators while clarifying when wetlands are going to be subject to a permit requirement. House Bill 5082, sponsored by Tom Kuntz of Clare, passed along party lines 57-50. The bill would eliminate the fee charged by the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, known as EGLE, for determining whether a property contains a regulated wetland, and require the department to complete the assessments within 60 days instead of the current language, which is reasonable. House Bill 5502, sponsored by State Representative Cam Cavett, also passed 58-49. The bill revises Michigan's wetlands law by clarifying exemptions from state permit requirements and defines agricultural drains. We'll wrap this up. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.